I remember another man that was a little Baptist guy. I went to Mexico one time, and he said I knew about the healing power of Jesus, and the other Baptist guy with me didn't. So he said we knocked on about 10 or 15 doors and told them we were going to have a meeting, and they slammed the door in our face. Nobody was interested in a church meeting. He said, I told him, why don't we next door go up, instead of saying, is anybody interested in coming to a meeting, say, is there anybody here needs to be healed? Jesus the healer is here. And the guy said, what? He said, yeah, let's do this. So he said, I went up there and I knocked on the door, and they opened the door, and I said, you know, Jesus the healer is here. Anybody here sick? Jesus is doing house calls. And the guy said, come on in. Run him in there, and his little daughter was sick. He said, yes, my daughter's sick right here, and she's really deathly ill. Would you pray for her? And they laid hands on her and prayed, and God instantly healed that little child. Wow. He said, that guy jumped out. He said, we don't have to go knock the door. That guy's going to every door and say, hey, praise God. These guys come and pray for my daughter, and Jesus healed her. Now, isn't that wonderful? So he said, we go down several streets, and people are just getting excited now. And he said, we're doing this in every door we go to. And he said, I go to the next door, way on down the street, and said, Jesus the healer's here. Anything you need? He said, oh, yes. He said, my wife's in here. She's got diabetes so bad, she needs to be healed. And he said, we go running in there, and I look, and she's got diabetes so bad in one leg, and the other leg was cut off at the knee. And I think, oh, God, he's going to ask me to give that girl a new leg. He said, Lord, I ain't got that kind of faith. Is that us? Yeah, that's us. But he said, the guy couldn't even think there. He just said, I said, well, what would you like? He said, well, that knee that's so bad and swelled up, would you pray that the Lord would heal it? He said, that's all you need? He said, yeah. He said, okay, I got faith for that. He laid hands on the knee, and the Lord healed it for him. But he said, I still didn't have enough faith. If he had had me to pray for that other leg, now then, but if he had increased more and more and more, then he could have said, oh, by the way, while you're here, could you pray for a new knee? And he said, sure, no, brother God, he can do that easy. Piece of cake. You don't get there overnight, do you? No. You have to increase more and more and more. And you have to walk holy and obedient to His Word. And you have to walk in the God kind of love. Then in verse 11 and 12. And that you study to be quiet. Do what? Study how to be quiet. Well, I think there's a whole lot of us probably need to know how to do that. We don't have to study how to talk, do we? But the Lord says, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. If you don't have something, how is the best way to get it?
Pray.
Hey, that's right. Pray. Number one, the best thing to do is pray, and then after that, get a job, right? What? Sharon, you work. Don't you tell me that. I know you got a couple of jobs, girl. But you're right. The first thing to do is pray. And then believe God, but get a job and work. Now then, if you're not serving Jesus, this is what happens to a lot of people. They hear people like Sharon that's got the kind of faith she's got, and that she prayed and God gave her something. So I know He'll do that for me. But they ain't walking holy. They're not walking where you're walking. And so they pray, and then they come to you and say, Sharon, this faith stuff don't work. I prayed. You said you prayed somebody give you this. How come it don't work for me? And all they're doing is fussing and grumbling and complaining the whole time. There's your answer, right? There's your answer. They're not walking holy. Now, does God honor the prayer of a grumbling person?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Woo, Eldon said that like he knew that. He must have been like me. He must have had a day or two in his life when he grumbled and complained. He didn't get no prayers answered. I've been there. I've done that. But He does not answer those prayers like that. So He tells us if we want to walk, that we may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you have lack of nothing. Now then, there's not anything wrong with working. Getting you a good job, getting you a good education, there's not anything wrong with working out there in the business world as long as you do treat everybody fair and do what God says. If you'll treat everybody fair, God will bless your socks off, won't He, Steve? I mean, there is those people out there that's trying to cheat people so they make an extra buck, and at the end of the year, they don't get nothing. They're broke. But if you treat people with love and respect, God just blesses you, and your equipment runs longer than it used to. All kinds of things. It's amazing how God does all this. Now then, to finish it out this afternoon, I want us to move on over from we're in the right place. I just want us to go to verses 13 through 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4. So now then, the first 12 verses, he's telling us how to live, how to please God. Is that what he said? Holy. Holy is what pleases God, right? Okay, verses 13 through 18, let's see what he says here. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. At least he's a little nicer this time than the other day. He says, you fool, don't you know the answer to that? I mean, I said, if Jack walked up to me and asked me a simple question, and I said, you fool, don't you know? Jack would say, what are you doing, Thurman, talking to me like that? But Paul the Apostle done that, didn't he? I mean, goodness gracious. But don't take that as an example. Don't do that to people. And say, well, the Apostle Paul did it. It must be okay. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. After he's telling us how to live, he says, those that are asleep are those that have already died, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now then, when a loved one dies, we're afraid of dying. Most Christians today are afraid of dying. I mean, you just know they are. I'm telling you. The average Christian is afraid of dying. They do not know what's on the other side. Even those that say they've been in church all their life. I mean, we need to get like Paul. Whenever they said, if you go down to Jerusalem, they're going to cut your head off. You're going to die down there. He said, what's the big deal? He said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. If we really believe that, we would not go through life in fear and trembling. You know, you would have no fear. You just say, okay, praise God, I'm just going to walk holy and do what the King says. And one day when he gets ready to bring me home, he's going to bring me home. Have no fear. But I will not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or have died, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, the people that die, in fact, I remember a movie I was watching, and obviously the guy was not a Christian, or at least in the movie he wasn't being portrayed as a Christian. He got to feeling bad, and he went to a doctor. And the doctor done all the tests. And he went back a couple days later, and he got the report. And here he was, a middle-aged man, not serving God, living in the world, totally. And his report was, you have terminal cancer, and you have maybe 6 months to live. Man. You saw his... I mean, this guy's, he's 40 years old, 35 years old. I mean, at 35 or 40 years old, you don't want to hear that, do you? You got 6 months to live. Doesn't have a clue about the Word of God. Has no idea. In fact, Cheryl just told me about a person that whenever her husband got sick and was going, had cancer and thought he was going to die, she wrote him an email and said, I've married a man that has a healing ministry, a pastor. If you will let us come talk to you, we'll talk to you. And I believe with all my heart, my husband can show your husband what to do to get healed. And she never even answered the email, and the husband died. Now see, I mean, isn't it a shame that so few people out there today even believe? You know, I mean, I've seen Christians. I walked into a Christian's house one time that was sitting there watching Benny Hinn on television. And people were getting out of wheelchairs. And I sat there, watched a few minutes, and after watching, I said, isn't that great what God's doing with all those people? He said, Thurman, I wonder how much they pay them people to get out of them wheelchairs. You know God don't do nothing like that. I said, I thought you were a Christian. He said, I am. I go to the Church of Christ all the time. That's almost as bad as going to the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the Catholic church. Is any other kind of church, right? I said, no, that's real. He said, oh, Thurman, give me a break. I said, look, how many years have you known me? Oh, he said, about 20. I said, you know, I haven't had a lot of contact with you, but you know I'm a man of integrity, don't you? He said, absolutely. I trust you with my life. I said, okay, let me sit down here and share you a few of the things I've seen God do in my life. And in the next hour, I sat there and talked to him. He was blown away. He said, Thurman, if I didn't know you, I'd say everything you told me is a lie. I said, but you know I'm not a liar, don't you? He said, yes, I know you're not. I said, so everything I told you was true. I've seen God do these things. Why is it so few people get to see God answer our prayers? There's something wrong, isn't there? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are died, which are asleep, that you sorrow not. We shouldn't sorrow when a Christian dies. Why to rejoice? They get to go home. Even as others which have no hope. Now, if you died and you didn't know Jesus, then I'm going to be sorrowful. Oh, Lord. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now, that's the gospel right there, isn't it? That is the gospel. If you believe in your heart that Jesus died and he rose again, even so them also which die in Jesus will God bring with him. In other words, when he comes back, those that are already died, he says he's bringing them back with him, doesn't he? He's going to bring them with him. That's King James. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which have already died in Jesus will God bring with him. Let's see what verse 15 and 16 says. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are already dead or asleep.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.